Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, January 21st, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. The White House promises free face masks for everybody. Starbucks scraps its vaccine mandate. Americans raid their bank accounts to cope with inflation. A majority of millennials now unhappy with democracy. Also, the message of the day, listeners, sound off. But first, the Biden administration promising to deliver 400 million N95 masks to the public free of charge. The coverings will be sent to local pharmacies, supermarkets, high-risk communities like nursing homes and hospitals. New guidelines from the CDC state, cloth masks provide little protection against the Omicron variant. The USA now confirming more than 750,000 cases of COVID every 24 hours. Starbucks eliminating the company's vaccine mandate for employees. The move follows the Supreme Court's decision to stop President Biden's requirement on private business. Starbucks currently employs 250,000 Americans. The mandate sparked protests from unhappy workers and some customers in Boston, Chicago, New York, and they actually demonstrated in Seattle, where Starbucks originated. A report from CNBC says 3 in 10 American adults have drained their savings accounts to pay the bills. 30% tapped into their personal investments over the past 12 months. The average amount withdrawn was about $10,000. Inflation, a major factor. Prices up 10% across the board in the USA. A record-setting 4.5 million adults quit their jobs in December. For those willing to work, there are now 10 million vacant positions in the USA. Study from Cambridge University in England says 55% of young folks are dissatisfied living in a democracy. The questionnaire is collected annually from 5 million people in more than a dozen countries. This year's response, the lowest ever recorded since the school started keeping records in 1973. Nearly three quarters of voters between the ages of 18 and 39 say they prefer a socialist candidate for political office. Frightening. In a moment, listeners have their say. Right back. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. If you would like to reach me, bill@billoreilly.com. bill@billoreilly.com. That's where we live. Name and town if you wish to opine. Let's go to Loretta in Carterville, Illinois. Mr. O'Reilly, Joe Biden's press conference is frustrating. He is shifting and not giving direct answers to the questions. Plus, he's doing it in slow motion. And no one is getting anything answered satisfactorily. I agree. If you had to put a soundtrack to Mr. Biden's press conference this week, it would be The Wanderer by Dion and or Hall & Oates, you're out of touch, I'm out of time, and I'm out of my head. Because Mr. Biden is obviously not living in the real world, Loretta. And he wanders all over the place. It's like your uncle who's a little bit past his prime coming in for dinner, and he's telling you about what he did in 1952, and you're going, how long are we going to have to listen to this? Peter, Melbourne, Florida. Bill, not one question about the border or crime in the Biden press conference. Well, that is not the president's fault. That is the fault of the White House press corps. Now, in my opinion, most of those people need daycare. They are not able to connect with the American people. They don't know what the folks are concerned about. This is the White House press corps. They spent 17 minutes on Russia and Putin in that press conference. 17 minutes. Okay, we need a couple of questions about Putin. 17 minutes, and you ignore the border and violent crime surging? Not one question in an hour and 45 minutes? Insane. Brad, Norfolk, Virginia. Most dispiriting is that Mr. Biden remains hostage to his fantasy narrative on voter suppression. Absolutely. If I hear voter suppression from the Democratic Party one more time, I don't know what I'm going to do. Record amount of Americans voting in 2020. Record amount. African Americans voted in tremendous numbers when Barack Obama ran. And now they're at parity with whites and other ethnic groups. So where is the voter suppression? Who's suppressed? Give me one person. Bonnie, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Bill, I agree with you 100% about the November election. Until Biden's team offered free home tests and free masks, that could be a game changer. Bonnie, by November, I think COVID's going to be under control. The free masks and home tests, all right, okay. I don't object, but is it going to turn the people into voting for Democrats in November? I don't think so. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by putting it together. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can actually see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Despite widespread public knowledge and education surrounding nutrition, the nation's obesity epidemic is getting worse. Data from the CDC says a whopping 60% of middle-aged adults are overweight. That is more than 100 million Americans. Major factors, lack of exercise, of course, and diet. So we Americans have our favorite foods, but many of us don't know how they impact our bodies. Here is data supplied by the Federal Drug Administration. Pizza. The average slice is 400 calories, 18 grams of fat, and that'll put waistline expansion on you. 39 grams of carbs, 10 grams of sugar in one slice of pizza. And most people eat two slices when they go into the shop. Doctors are split on spaghetti. The dish itself is relatively harmless, but people pile on a lot of stuff. Sauce, oil, cheese. Dr. O'Reilly says, once, maybe twice a week for pasta. Any more than that, and you're going to get hefty. Cheeseburgers, America's favorite. 500 calories on average, 29 grams of fat. But this food does have a healthy dose of protein. But don't eat chopped beef every day like Elvis Presley did. Seafood, pretty good, according to the doctors. Typical lobster tail or piece of tuna, high in cholesterol, but they are packed with protein and very low in calories. You're not going to get chubby eating fish. Orange juice, good source of vitamin C, but loaded with sugar. 12-ounce glass, 10 teaspoons of sugar. Coffee, depends on where you get it. If you're going to Starbucks and the other boutique places, they're loading the coffee up with sugar. Some Starbucks beverages are 800 calories. And it's about, I guess, 2,000 calories a day the average American should be consuming. The worst offender making people fat, soda. And if you drink it, you're going to get hefty. No doubt. Back after this. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly, no spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.